The weather did stay dry for Taylor Swift's concerts here, and you might be wondering why we're returning to talk about that 2 weeks later. Well, Taylor Swift fans are not just loyal, but they're loud too, it seems, and her concerts in Dublin triggered seismic activity that could be felt as far away as County Wexford. That's according to researchers at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, and Shake It Off was found to be the song which created the most seismic activity across all three nights, identified 100 kilometres away. Let's just have a quick listen. And Eleanor Dunn, a PhD student at Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies, led that research on Dublin's Swift quakes, and she joins me now. So, Eleanor, your inspiration was taken from quite far afield because this has been done elsewhere, not just here in Dublin.
Yeah, so the original idea came from Seattle. So she performed in Seattle last year, and there are reports of a Swift quake being generated by the Swifties over there. And then more recently in Edinburgh, again, it happened. And I mean, people have been doing this all over Europe since she's been moving around the countries. So it really went from there.
And for you to actually do it, I mean, it did actually require a lot of digging and being polite, asking a lot of homeowners around the Aviva, could you enter their garden? So what did it entail?
Yeah, so a massive thank you to anyone that we did knock on their doors that lived close to the Aviva, the businesses and the homeowners. It was asking very politely if we could install a seismometer in their garden for a maximum of like 2.5 weeks while we record the concert activity. And everyone was so open to the idea and interested in what we were doing. So that was really good to see.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of other fans of other artists thinking what noise levels they could probably get from their supporters that they would be interested in. But Taylor Swift had told the Irish audience they made her feel powerful. And her fan base obviously had an impact with their dancing to one particular song, because you found that a particular line of a lyric, not Shake It Off, another song, recorded the most effect.
Yes. Yeah, so the height of the seismic waves can be a good indicator of how powerful they are. So we found that in Love Story, when she sings and he knelt to the ground and pulled out a ring and said, "Marry me, Juliet," that is the line that seemed to generate the most jumping and the most excitement amongst the Swifties.
Now, I'm guessing you are a Swiftie yourself, are
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm a massive Swiftie.
And you didn't get a ticket to Dublin, but I understand you're going to London next month. Will you be assessing the seismic activity there, or is that job done and you're just going to enjoy the show?
I think my focus will be on enjoying the show, just to get the most out of it instead of worrying about the any potential seismic activity we're recording.
And just in terms of the cost and effort that goes into something like this, is it costly?
Not particularly, since we already had all of the seismometers to measure this seismic activity at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. So there wasn't really any extra cost involved, which is quite good.
And have you teamed up with anyone else in other parts of the... are they requesting your info for other concerts that she's playing in? I think, is it Milan and onwards and Germany and other places?
So we're looking at doing more a big collaboration between the different countries that have looked at this, because I think we'll have such a wide range of data that it would be really interesting to see what we can get out of it by combining everything that's been done.
Okay, well, Eleanor Dunn, thank you so much for coming in and talking about that.